Spiritual progress is when one becomes free not only for the knowledge which is inevitably from the past, but also from the need to know and desire to predict and control. Cosmic consciousness is not a mystery. It is the self-knowingness of God through man. As the love within us expands, I fear less. The more fear I release, the more my need to control is released. Standing in the mystery of I don't know is exciting and often uncomfortable. At some point in our spiritual evolution, the need for control diminishes and is replaced by a willingness to release our attachments to outcomes. We begin to say yes to an alignment with our inner calling, even if we don't know where the path is leading. We accept God within us as our navigator. We find it is refreshing to walk our unique path without being concerned about outer world expectations. We become the masters of our lives, letting go of any places of separation inside ourselves, realizing the fullness of God's love as who we are, and all problems, differences, fears, resistance, and confusion melt away. When we follow God to love us, we relinquish the need and expectation for others to be all things to us. They cannot be. We must be all things for ourselves. In doing so, we allow others to be who they are and become our best yet to be. And the affirmation is, I rest in the vastness of God's love. I accept myself as the love that I am.
And I want to thank Connie for making it possible to record today's meeting. I want to welcome anybody who's listening on the internet today. This week's topic is on being true to our core values. And this is, as you know, we've been going through the year, working our way through several courses, communications, change, and self-esteem. And this particular course builds on some of the principles that we learned in self-esteem, because self-esteem is built on knowing who we are. I've been in the foundations class for the past few weeks, and every time I take the class, I learn new things. This time I have been focused. Hi, Grace and Phil. I've been focused on some new, my insight into the term I am God expressing. Because I've come to the realization that if God is all there is, the more and if we are expressions of God, then the more we live expansive lives, the more we truly delve into who we are in our own beauty and our own love and our own sense of power, the more we expand the universe. So it's an ever-evolving process. And I believe that God is ever-expanding as we ever-expand. So that's what I've been getting out of Foundations class. And it directly relates to our topic because that's, I think, who we are inside. We are God expressing. We are the opportunity for the universe to expand some more. There's a quote at the beginning of your chapter from Bernie Siegel, who's a well-known physician. And he says, in some mystical way, the microscopic egg that grew to be you had the program for your physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual development. Allow the development to occur to its fullest. Grow and bloom. Follow your bliss and be what you want to be. Don't climb the ladder of its success only to find that it's leaning against the wrong wall. A couple weekends ago, I was fortunate to be the recipient of a ticket from Kate and Ed to go to hear Christine Lavin in concert. And she's a wonderfully funny songwriter. And she writes, about relationships. And one of the things she, one of her songs is called "Good Thing He Can't Read My Mind." And what she talks about in that song is about, you know, she's eating sushi, she's going to the opera, she's skiing, and none of those appeal to her. And the only reason she's doing it is because she loves another person. And it's interesting that sometimes when we get involved with other people, whether they're friends or family members, we tend to live life according to what we think they expect of us, as opposed to being who we truly are. And if that goes on long enough, that can be pretty destructive both to ourselves and to the relationship, because after all, it's who we are inside that attracted that other person to us, whether they're family member, a friend, or a romantic partner. So I think it's really important to get back periodically and focus on ourselves, what it is that we contribute, what it is that makes us God expressing, and to focus on that and begin to be that once again. So I'm going to close this very brief talk, because we have a wonderful exercise to do, with a quote from Holmes, also from this chapter. In The Science of Mind, he says, "Know your own mind. Train yourself to think what you wish to think, be what you wish to be, feel what you wish to feel, and place no limits on principle or life." And so from here, what we're going to do is start doing some work, first through a meditative exercise, and then after the break, on working on some core values. We're going to be doing some work on ourselves and our contribution.